So much of the problems that we have in our lives occur because we are foolish. And the book of Proverbs is trying to warn the foolish to be wise. So we only have about 7 or 8 weeks to work on this. One of the subjects we wanted to talk about was correction. How do we say correction? Aap kaise bolte hai correction? Sudharna? Sudharna? To correct, yeah? Theek karna? To make right. Sudharna, correction. The Bible is full of wisdom about receiving correction and giving correction to each other. Now, I'm looking for a piece of paper. I wrote a question down on. I think we can agree. We all know a lot of people who need to be corrected, no? Can you just, in your mind, get a piece of paper, not a real paper, but in your imagination, and write a little list. Who's the top 5 people who need to be corrected? Who's... I can see somebody's pointing this way, saying, you. Who's on the top? Who's the person on the top of your list? Myself. It should be ourself, but I think we often forget that. I want to read something from a saint from hundreds of years ago, Thomas A. Kempis. He wrote a best-selling book, one of the most biggest blockseller bestsellers in medieval times, called Imitating Jesus. In book 1, second chapter, he says, "He who knows himself well is ugly in his own eyes, and he does not think much about other people's praise." If you know yourself well, you see that you're on the top of the list of needing correction. And you don't take other people's praise too seriously because you know yourself. This is the highest knowledge, when a person truly knows and judges lowly of himself. To account nothing of oneself and to think always kindly and highly of others, this is great and perfect wisdom. Even if you see your neighbor sin openly or grievously, you see them red-handed sinning, you should not think of yourself as better than him, because you do not know how long you will remain innocent. All of us are weak and frail. Do not think anyone else is weaker than you are. That's for you. Just because you're nearby. That's the attitude we have to come into this when we think about correcting other people. Today we're going to look at, you know, why is correcting needed, the necessity of correction. How should we give correction, and how do we receive correction? And a lot of what I want to say is related to Thomas A. Kempis. It's how we think about ourselves and understand ourselves and understand God that will make a big difference on how well we correct other people and how we receive correction from others. But first, the necessity. It's needed. It's required in our lives. And I've got two proverbs under there. And I want you to open Proverbs 12, verse 1. I'm going to read these because they're short scriptures in a number of languages. So Proverbs 12, 1, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. 12, 1, this is Punjabi. Mm-hmm. 12:1, Arthur.
12:1.
Joe.
जो तरबियत को दोस्त रखता है, वो इल्म को दोस्त रखता है.
नहीं. 12:1.
Yes,
12:1. Isn't it? Dost.
दोस्त जो तरबियत को दोस्त रखता है वो इल्म को दोस्त रखता है लेकिन जो तंबीह से नफरत रखता है वो हैवान है.
Does that mean he's stupid?
Yeah.
An animal? A bench? Bench ke aage bin majana. You know, like talking to the wall. If you don't take correction, you are like a buffalo. Again, in Proverbs, this, you don't read this one. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That's Proverbs 27:7. Now, all of us need to be corrected sometimes. Everyone needs correction. Why? Because none of us is perfect. Every one of us is limited. We make mistakes, don't we? We don't know everything. I walk into my house, I see something I don't like, some dirt on the floor, some crumbs on the table, butter is out, left out, and the dirty knife and a plate, and I say, Ethan left that there. Well, how do I know Ethan left that there? We run into conclusions. We make mistakes. We're all limited. I cannot see into your heart. I cannot see what you're thinking. I can only see your actions. And often we interpret. We do not understand other people's actions properly. We make mistakes, and we start thinking wrongly about them. We are limited. But we also are not perfect in that we sin. We are selfish. We not only make mistakes, we actually do wrong things deliberately, on purpose. We fail to love people the way God requires. For example, we want our own way, not God's way, and we sin. We sometimes get into habits of doing things wrongly, and we need somebody to come alongside of us and say, Brother, Sister, I think you need some correction. Sudhadharana. Apko sudh चाहिए है सुदान. We need it. In your bulletin now on the scripture side, the very first proverb there written, 27 verses 5 to 7. I want us to think about this one. English, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who is full hates honey from the comb, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. All right, 27 verses 5, 6, and 7. Read it nice and loudly in Punjabi. And
दुख प्यार नालों खुली चार अधिक तंगी रहते हैं मित्र इस पेड़ तो तेम लाभ है पर वैरी से जान लगने समय तेम चौकस रहना चाहिए है इस परे समय तेम भी कोड़ा लगता है पर खाली के वाले में कोड़े कोई चीज नहीं मिलती है.
And what do you make?
छिपी महापत है खुली मलामत अपने हितर है जो जख्म दोस्त के हाथ से लगे पुर वफा है लेकिन दुश्मन के भोसे बा अफराद हैं असूदा जान को शहद के छत्ते से भी नफरत है लेकिन भूखे के लिए हर एक कड़वी चीज मीठी है.
It's better to have a friend who comes alongside of you and says, brother, sister, you're not doing it right. Then someone who says, oh, you're fine. Brother, what's your name?
Georgie.
You like to play football? If you're kicking the football and you're putting your foot too far under it all the time and the football goes up and over the goalpost and everyone can see you're making a mistake, would you like them to just let you carry on kicking the ball wrong? Or if they could say, Georgie, let me show you what you're doing wrong. This, if you do it this way, it will work. Which is better? Because they can see something that you don't see. Yeah? That's what this Bible verse is saying. Wounds, better is open rebuke than hidden love. Better for somebody to get in your face, we say, than to be quiet and see you do things wrong and need help. Wounds from a friend can be trusted. When your friend, when somebody who loves you, cares about you, says, I think you need correction, they're doing it for your good. They want you to be better. But an enemy multiplies kisses. What's that mean? Think about it. If I don't care about you, I will let you go the wrong way and just say, oh, nice, good, yeah, keep going. Wounds from a friend are good for us. We don't like it, but they can be trusted. But if we allow each other to go in the wrong path and don't correct, we're like an enemy that kisses us but really hates you. And then verse 7, you think, well, what does honey have to do with this? Huh? Honey, well, what do we call it here? Nay. Honey is honey. Ah. Yeah. You know, I think what the reason this is here If you are really hungry, and I offer you a banana, how will that banana taste? Yeah. If you had a huge big meal and finished off with a big piece of Paul's cake, eggless cake, and you're all full, and you just had beautiful sweets and jalebis and barfi, and you know, you're all full. And I say, okay, here's a banana. You probably say, I don't think so. If you're full of wisdom, if you think you know everything, if you think you don't need any help, then you're not going to receive correction very well. You won't understand wounds from a friend that are good for you. And the Proverbs is full of telling us, watch it. Fools do not want to learn. They are full of their own ideas and they're not hungry for anything else. on your scripture page, Proverbs 18, verse 2. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. He doesn't need to be filled with anything. He just wants to give other people advice. Kaman samaj ki baton mein nahi lagta. Wo keval apne man ki baat pragat karna chahte hai. Urdu mein? That's Hindi.
Ahmad fahm se khosh nahi hota. Lekin sirf is se ki apne dil ka haal.
And let's hear it in Punjabi too. A fool takes no pleasure in learning and understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. If we're too full of our own sense of importance, of our knowledge, of our how good we think we are, we will not be hungry for wisdom, but we need it. It's absolutely necessary because we are very limited and we're sinful. And until we go to be with the Lord, we will have sin working in our lives. No one is perfect. We also, none of us have a good perfect picture of ourselves. We don't see our faults, do we? We see other people's faults, but we don't like to see our own faults. We like to flatter ourselves. We must be corrected from outside because we cannot see ourselves properly. So it's necessary. We also need to give correction to people because listen. We live together. We worship together. We do things together. We are sinners together. We irritate each other, therefore. We upset one another. We see each other's problems and mistakes. And if we don't move forward into each other's lives to bring correction, If we don't do that, what will we do? We'll gossip, we'll judge, we'll criticize, we'll condemn, and we will exclude other people. And Jesus is dead set against that. His whole life and ministry, the cross of Jesus, was not to exclude people, but to pull us back and bring us back to Himself and to God. The purpose of the cross was to restore us, not to exclude us, push us out. And there's just no way we can see other people's problems and faults. If we do not enter in and try to correct them, we will definitely reject them. And we'll probably also gossip about them and get other people to reject them too. It will destroy the church if we don't practice correction. So it's very necessary. But now, how do we do it? It's really hard. It's both hard, it's difficult to give correction, and it's very difficult to receive it. I just want to share a few things about this. We could spend a lot of time to do it. How to give correction. We're only going to read this in English for now, but look at Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. They're in our passages here in the scripture section. Brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking out to yourself, so that you will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he's something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, not in regard to another. And again, Matthew chapter 18, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault, between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you also, so that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. Notice a couple of things. And also our scripture, our Proverbs. Let's look at them. And the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. You have that? Oh, sorry. Punjabi May, 12, verse 18. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And good sense makes you slow to anger, and it is a glory to overlook an offense. We probably won't be able to look at that one. But 12:18. So when we go to correct people, we don't want to be like a sword that's cutting them to pieces. The words of the reckless are like a sword. The tongue of the wise bring healing. When we go to correct people, we must go gently. Naram dil. We must go not with a harsh, condemning attitude. It's not a ungli dikana. Utana. That is no way to correct with your finger like that. Do not correct like that. Do not correct like that. You get it? We go with gentleness, with humility. Remember, when you have to correct somebody, no one is weaker than you or me. Look at the Galatians. It says, you go to your brother and restore such a one with gentleness, and look out to yourself. Watch out, because you can be tempted, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. Paul is telling us to love people the way Jesus did. We go to gain them back. What does Jesus say? You go to your brother, you explain, you try to correct them, and it says, if they repent, you have gained. You've gotten them back. They're no longer separated from you. We're not correcting with anger and judgment and hatred. We must go with broken hearts seeking to correct other people for their good and for God's glory. This is not easy. And I'm 80% of the time, no, 98% of the time, when I want to correct Jillian or my wife or Ethan, I'm doing it because they annoy me, because they've made me angry. It's true, isn't it? When we try to sort people out, most of the time, it's because they've annoyed us, they've angered us, they've upset us. All right, let's be honest. Repent. We bring it to Christ, confess it, and ask Him to help us change. The point of preaching sermons and reading scriptures like this is to remind us over and over and over again until we change a little bit. It will happen. It can happen. God will use words like these to change us if we allow Him. And what about when somebody comes to give you correction or me correction? What do we normally do? This is our third point. When we come to somebody and say, brother, I think you have a little problem. Who do you think you are? We might say that. No, I don't. You don't understand. I've had a tough week. We make excuses. We attack back. The one word for it is we become defensive. We defend ourselves. We set up walls to protect ourselves from the correction. Many different ways we do it. We challenge them. Who are you? You say my children are my children don't behave well. Look at your children. Or You say my children don't behave well? Well, you know, I'm a single mother and I don't have a person around all the time helping me and I have to work. We make excuses. That's excuse making. Or, you do not have any right to say anything to me. You're a Punjabi and I'm Gujarati. Shut up. We attack them. All sorts of ways we defend ourselves. Well, what do we do about that? First, let's admit it. Let's admit the fact that we have many weaknesses, we have many faults. We do have many areas that need correcting. And let's remind ourselves of what our Proverbs are teaching us. Proverbs 13, verse 18. This is under number 3, receiving correction. It's the second proverb. In English it says, poverty and disgrace come to him who ignores instruction. That's correction. But whoever heeds reproof, correction, is honored. Chapter 13, verse 18. Urdu mein?
तरबियत को रद्द करने वाला कंगाल और रुसवा होगा पर वो जो तंबीह का लिहाज रखता है इज्जत पाएगा.
Is it payega? I want that.
Sikhya na manne wala manush ganga se sharminda hota hai. Par sikhya manne wala manush aadar ka patra hota hai.
We need to remind ourselves, if we become fools, we will have nothing but poverty and destruction and disgrace to look forward to. But whoever will become teachable, izzat payega, will be honored. You will receive honor. That's one thing to think about. But the other thing to think about, this is something my father, Karen's dad used to say all the time. When somebody comes to correct you and criticize you, they're seeing this much of you. They see this much of you that's not right. But God sees this much of you that's not right. And you know that there's this much of you that's not right. If they knew you better, they would not have this much. They only know, they know this thickness of our problems. This is how much correction I need. And they're seeing this thickness. The cross of Jesus is our greatest criticism. It tells us how bad we really are and how much correction we really need. Somebody comes and says to you, oh, you're not very patient. I wish you could learn to be more patient. The cross of Jesus tells us that we are not patient. Somebody says, you know, I think you need to learn to be generous. You look a bit greedy. Kanjus makichus. The cross of Christ tells us you are full of greed. You're unloving. You don't love God as you should. You don't love others as we should. The cross tells us we are rude. The cross tells us we are low. Even Guru Nanak, he said, I am of low birth. He knew that he was nothing. The Bible tells us we are worse than we think. Cheer up, we're worse than we think. We lack wisdom. We are not very godly. What? I'm the pastor. You're saying I'm not godly? The Bible tells me I'm not godly. The cross of Jesus tells me I fall short of the glory of God. Far worse than you understand. Huh? If you come with a little correction to me, it's this little compared to what God has corrected me with on the cross. And both for giving correction and for accepting correction, remember, it's on that same cross where God gives us a big hug. He doesn't come with his finger pointing at us. He comes and corrects us and picks us up and puts us in his arms and says, I love you anyway. I died and I've come to sacrifice for you to bring you back. I'm not rejecting you in this correction. I'm receiving you. I'm restoring. I'm healing you. I am giving you honor back. The cross says we are dishonorable. We are a disgrace. But it also says, I'm giving you honor back. I'm accepting you back into my family. And if we can live there, if we can plant ourselves, put ourselves there at the cross and live by faith in Christ, in what he's done, we will give correction and we will receive correction with a lot of grace. We need to jump in to the ocean of grace, Daya Sagar. We need to drink it, eat it, wear it, wash ourselves in it, and we'll be able to receive correction as well as give it with a lot of grace and humility. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that this cross does tell us we are really worse than we can imagine. And we thank you that when you came into the world, you went to the cross not to condemn us, not to exclude us, and not to reject us, but to take us back and bring us to yourself. I just pray, Father, that you will fill us with this grace and help us as a community here, as the Yeshu Periwar, the family of Jesus, to receive your correction, to receive correction from each other, and to give it to each other. Lord, save us from being fools. Bewakuf. Save us from that. We do not want to be a Murak Mandali, but a body, a family of wise people who know how to learn from you the rest of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.